So did he see Big Brother last night?
No, I went to bed before it started. Mm. And I regret that because I've heard that it was brilliant.
Fabulous television.
You were eating, drinking and smoking for our good.
If you're gone in there...
That's the long and short of it. You're a sneak. It's written all over your face.
Basically, George Galloway last night taking a reality TV show task way too seriously. Absolutely too seriously. And this was the proof of that.
George, if you'd gone in there, would you not have smoked any cigars?
I would not.
Right, now that was the thing. Mm. That's what he was quite blatantly peed off about last night.
So is this about all the bankers' task they had to do?
Yeah, the fact that Preston Chantel went into this other room and there was like cakes and bagels and whatnot in the morning, and champagne and cigars and cigarettes, you know.
Yeah.
And they had to go into that room and whatever, chill out, pretend they're working, whatever, and then they go back into the main house.
Mm.
But George and everybody else saw it on the big screen, and they're so peed off because they had, you know, muffins to eat and cigars to smoke. But this, by the way, this is George Galloway, who is a member of Parliament and a grown man, right?
Yeah.
Now, supposedly, the thickest person in the house, Chantel, asks a very valid question, which is, well, hang on, George, you know, wouldn't you have done exactly the same thing? You know, you went in there, you'd have smoked a cigar.
Hmm.
This is a response from not only a grown man, but also an MP.
George, if you'd gone in there, would you not have smoked any cigars?
I would not.
Why?
I would have stood in the middle of the room, and I would have said, you've got me here under duress, but I'm not going to eat, drink and smoke.
What a pillock! What an absolute arse! I would not. I would have stood there and said no, and I would have stamped my foot loudly. I will show you how, like this. That is me stamping my foot. I would have also clenched my fist and dropped it down in an ordrat manner. I will again show you. Ordrat. Coupled with the foot. Ordrat. That, like that.
I've not even been watching it, but even
you're
from,
missing it, man.
From what I've picked up, he does come over as a pillock Galloway.
And then the big row between him and Barrymore started.
I feel sorry for you.
All you were going to do...
You're that sad, that no wonder Blair threw you out,
Well, no wonder you're talking. Keep
no
on talking.
No wonder Blair threw you out.
Keep on talking, go on,
you
me.
Do that smile, George, it don't work.
You're always performing.
You need a bigger smile than that for a camera
You never stop performing.
Now, what happened to the opinion of George Galloway that Barrymore was a proper entertainer that he wanted to see right back at the top?
That's what I thought.
Yeah, he
those
did.
Two were good mates, weren't they?
Yeah, George Galloway wanted to help Michael Barrymore's career.
He wanted to get him right back up there, didn't he?
He wanted to get him back on top.
Mm.
And then last night, it all just kind of kicked off out of nowhere. And then George Galloway's line was, oh, poor me, poor me, pour me another drink. To which then it all kind of escalated into some kind of Third World War thing.
You never stop performing.
No, absolutely don't, Joe.
Never stop.
Absolutely don't.
No.
I never stop performing.
24/7.
I never give anybody any time.
But it's
I
all an act.
I never care about them, according to you.
But it's all an act.
Because you're not happy.
But you never
don't
stop
know the
performing.
Difference. You don't know the difference, George, because you're a frustrated performer yourself.
It's interesting watching Big Brother with somebody else. Every time I watch it on the couch, Sophie, my girlfriend, obviously turns around. Every time Barrymore does one of his speeches, Sophie just turns around and goes, he so had therapy. It's just the way he words everything. In your opinion, I'm very calm inside. In the inner me. What the pair of them need and what everybody in that house needs is self-confidence.
Mm.
And they need to be able to relax. And we have the man for that.
Who's that?
Paul McKenna.
Wow.
Is coming into the show today. They should send him into the house just for 2 hours to calm everybody down. And of course, because of Paul McKenna's amazing voice, then calm will be all over your body.
I was reading today in his notes that apparently he sees some of the I'm a Celebrity people before they go in the jungle.
I'm sure Paul does, because what Paul does is magic.
That's Paul Daniels.
You're right. Sorry. I was confusing the two there. Sorry. Here's BB Allard.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Normally when we do this, I'm like, what question shall I ask? What question shall I ask? Today's problem is, I've got so much I want to ask. I hate the man
Thank
so much.
Thank you for calling Celebrity Big Brother. You have voted for George.
Bye, Paul McKenna.
Nice.
Paul McKenna is leaving the building, by the way.
Goodbye.
I'm
so many
leaving
things.
The building.
So we've got some texts through. Unfortunately, I can't read any of them because they're all very nasty and rude. Oh, there's one, actually. George, when will the new series of Rainbow start? I might throw that one in after all the nasty ones.
Tell George to eat and die.
Yes.
Says one.
Now, you said I could be really serious, didn't you?
Yeah, because, rather than ask him silly questions, if I will leave the whole thing tonight in your hands.
I've got a lot of facts.
Yeah.
I've got facts like the fact that between 2001 and 2004...
Thank you for calling Celebrity Big Brother. You have voted for George.
Sorry about that. Okay.
There's a survey that says that George Galloway was Parliament's most expensive backbencher on the basis of his voting record. He cost a lot of money to be in there.
Well, his votes will be huge tonight.
Indeed, they will. He's among the bottom 3% of MPs regarding attendance levels at Parliament, and that's before he went in the House.
Really?
Yes. Another question I've got. Did you watch the election last year?
Oh, yeah, I Sky-plussed it.
Did you see when Paxman got to talk to him? And he asked him a question, and he got really shirty with him and wouldn't answer it. And you know what Jeremy's like. He just asked again and again and again. And in the end, he walked off, took the mic off and walked off. So the question I'm going to ask tonight is, Mr. Galloway, are you proud of having got rid of one of the very few black women in Parliament? And see if he likes it.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that what the question was?
That was the question. He wouldn't answer it. So there's that one, obviously.
Well, good luck tonight. I wouldn't want to be in your shoes tonight, although you're looking forward to it.
Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait. My first question. George, you are a horrible, bitter, twisted old man. And if he points out it's not a question, I'll agree with him, actually. Yeah, it's a statement, but I hate him.
George, you are a horrible, nasty, bitter, twisted man. Do you like spam?
Yeah.
Do you like spam?
No, you don't have to ask that.
No, actually, I want to ask that.
Seeing is that where your opener's going to be?
Yeah, that's the first one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shall I leave that to last?
Well, I'm just thinking you might not answer any more of your questions after that.
Fair enough. Okay, how about this for a nicer one? Seeing as your mission was to take politics to a younger audience, do you feel being patronising and vicious towards what you call the kids in the House was a mistake?
Yeah,
so you're going in gently then, are you?
Yeah, that's
a
my first
put it through,
one.
Put it through. That's a good
Thank
question.
Thank you for calling Celebrity Big Brother. You have voted for George.
Thank you, Davina. That's a good one. I like that
one. Yeah, good. Okay, what else? The Voice of Youth, Radio 1, says you're a pillock. Do you agree?
do you want to set up a vote?
Yes.
Can we set up a vote, Rach? Okay. Can we set it up so that is the word there?
So everyone at home, right, he went into the Big Brother house saying that he needs to take politics to a younger audience. So let's see if he's achieved this.
All right, we're going to set up a vote and then we'll have it for you by the end of the news and sport.
Fine.
Okay?
Get your mobiles ready.
If you want to send a question in for Allard, if you've got a decent question that he might use, send it in to 81199. Start it with the letter CBB for Celebrity Big Brother, and that'll go into Allard's special folder.
I can't be libelous, so nothing about dictators, and I can't swear at him. So no swear words, please.
There you go.
I'm so excited. It's going to be a good one.
Thank you for calling Celebrity Big Brother. You have voted for George.